Welcome back to the Lovely Travels podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Emma Lovell, and introducing my co-host, Darius in Germany.
Darius in Germany. Guten Tag, Emma.
Yeah, and where am I, Darius?
Oh, you, if people haven't figured out by the title of our episode, you are in the sunny, sunny Gold Coast.
I am. And yes, today we are talking about my home because I thought, you know, yes, I have traveled to many places and I have lived in a fair few places, but my current home is the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. And that is a very popular tourism destination. And I probably should tell people a little bit more about it. And, you know, I put up photos on Instagram and on, yep, you know, my Facebook and everything about the Gold Coast. So you probably need to learn a little bit more about it.
Going by your social media posts, it looks like you're on holidays every single day.
Could possibly be. Today I took two walks, one by the Broadwater near my house, and then one by the Broadwater about 15 minutes away. So I was just looking up at nice boats and nice houses. Yeah, it's a tough day,
Would you say you enjoy the approximately 300 days of sunshine that you get every year?
That was a slippery little fact you got in there. Yeah, look, it's winter at the moment. It's August in Australia. It's winter, technically. It snowed in Tasmania and Victoria last night, but big parts of Victoria and Tasmania, so the south of Australia. But it was like 23 degrees today. I probably got a bit burnt whilst I was walking.
Not bad for a winter's day.
No, it's very balmy and sunny and really clear blue skies. Actually, I'd highly recommend August, July, August for a visit to Queensland because some people find it quite hot in the summer. Mm-hmm. So, if you like that sort of 20s weather, then August is a good time.
I think the last time I was there was around August.
It was because it was my birthday.
It was.
My Geburtstag.
That's right.
And we went out for dinner for my birthday. And
a super fun mini golf.
Yeah, we have a, up here on the Gold Coast, we have an area around Australia in a few places. We have Holy Moly Golf. It's actually it's like indoor. They have Tempin bowling, they have golf, they have escape rooms. But they had a really cool thing where if you buy a drink, you get a free game of mini golf.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I think I had more drinks than games of mini golf.
We had at least two games of mini golf, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, at least two drinks as well then.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal. And that is right in the heart of Surfers Paradise. So that's where we were. But it's not where I live, but most people, when they think of the Gold Coast, they think of Surfers Paradise. And Surfers Paradise has a bit of a name for it. It's, it has a bit of a bad name in some ways, and people have this sort of prejudice about the Gold Coast.
Is it because of schoolies?
It's a bit of schoolies, but, like, you know, it did used to have this real nightclub and they're still there, the nightclubs and things like that, but also, you know, there wasn't much of a restaurant culture. You know, you were coming here for theme parks, beaches, nightclubbing, and, like, in terms of food, you're going to places like the Hard Rock Cafe, pubs, fish and chip shops, Hog's Breath Cafe, sort of like chainy type restaurant, family restaurants.
Yeah.
Whereas now, in the last, I mean, even my friend lived up here in 2012 and she said it's changed quite a bit. So we moved up here in 2016 and there's a lot of boutique cafes and boutique restaurants and charming little shops and things like that. And it's like there is a real culture here and you know, Surfers Paradise is one, it's like four blocks. So if people are coming, it's like, see more.
Yeah, I guess most people's first contact, at least for in Australia, most first contact with the Gold Coast is probably because of the theme parks. I know that's the first time I was there, was visiting Movie World and Dream World, I guess.
Yeah. And so, funnily enough, the reason I'm actually here living on the Gold Coast is because my husband works at one of those theme parks. He works at SeaWorld.
Yeah, he's
SeaWorld on the Gold Coast, which is not SeaWorld that they made the movie about, everybody. So calm down.
Yeah, no, I can confirm. Your husband does great stuff for the underwater environment, probably for the above water environment as well, but I only know about the underwater.
Yeah, he was releasing a bird the other day and it bit him on the arm. So
I've seen footage.
I'm doing you a favor, bird.
I've seen him rescuing whales and like wrangling dolphins and stuff.
Yeah. Turtles. He was swimming with a sea snake that they'd captured at work the other day and been rescued. So they sometimes, ideally, what they're doing at SeaWorld is, when I say capture, they've been found in an area they're not supposed to be, or they've been found injured in the wild. So SeaWorld research and rescue go and get them, bring them back to SeaWorld where they're checked by the vets, and what they would ideally release them as quickly as possible. So even in Matthew's first 3 weeks of working there, he went on a dolphin rescue because the dolphin had been caught on a drum line, which is like basically a big hook on a string on a drum. Yes. In the water.
Yep.
Meant to be catching the sharks. Sharks don't often get caught on there, occasionally, but not really. So it's meant to stop the sharks coming into the beach. But these cheeky dolphins go up and they take the bait off the hook, but sometimes they are not so clever and it got hooked. So they took this dolphin. They went and rescued the dolphin and took it back to SeaWorld, and she was pregnant. And so they did not want to keep her. They ever wanted to keep her anyway. They wanted to just check she was all right.
Yeah.
But it could have caused a lot of issues had she had the baby in captivity. So they checked her, she was all good, and they released her. So that's an ideal world. But a lot of the animals that are there because they were injured and they can't be released. So people... they have protesters and things coming to SeaWorld, and as sometimes the protesters are really silly. People think dolphins are playful and lovely and gorgeous, which they are, but they are also over 300 kilo mammals that can swim very fast.
Yeah.
And if they feel threatened, they will come after you. So these protesters sometimes, and more recently, they jumped in the water. In the dolphin show, everyone was very upset about it, but, you know, that's extremely distressing to those animals.
And what dangerous for the protesters.
Oh, yeah, they could have been injured, like could have drowned, you know, if they were good swimmers or not. Like, they're big pools and, what they don't realise is that if those dolphins were released, they wouldn't survive, you know. They're there because they weren't surviving, they were injured or whatever. They're now there, they're treated, they do have a pretty good life, and they're enjoying the fishes they get and jumping around. So, you know, it's not just as easy for people with animal conservation just to go, oh, let's just release every animal into the wild.
And the animals that get, get saved and can't be re-released, you know, they finance the rescue and rehabilitation of lots of other animals that don't, you know, end up living in SeaWorld. So, like,
yeah, it's a really great SeaWorld is definitely probably the family favorite up here, like the all-round, you know, any age can go there. It's really lovely to take people there. Our mutual friend Catherine came up in January with her daughter, who's about 2 at the time, and we took her there, and, you know, she loved it, loved looking at all the animals and everything. And then when she went back home to Sydney, she before had wanted, every morning she wanted the Wiggles. When she got home, she wanted videos of fishy fish. So they were watching aquarium video, finding things on YouTube, and so now I send her little videos from SeaWorld.
That's a lovely story. And apart from your fantastically handsome and environmentally conscious marine biologist husband extraordinaire. What else do you
I'll
like
make
about
him listen
the-
to this one?
Well, he did give me $50 to say that, so that's fine.
Actually, speaking of, you owe $200 to Derek.
Shout out to Derek. I know. He wants me to deliver it personally. I've tried giving him the money many times, yeah. A few times.
We do. So just, PSA, we do PSAs. Yeah. So if you have anybody that, you know, owes you money, you need to reach, by all means, use the Lovely Travels podcast as a forum. Derek, you are welcome.
Thanks for listening, Derek.
sorry, I've distracted you.
You have distracted me, but that's fine. No, I was just going to ask, what else do you like about living there, or what's so special about living on the Gold Coast that keeps you there?
It's very relaxed. Lifestyle. Mm. So there's a lot of people that move here from Sydney or Melbourne, mm-hmm. Which are a lot bigger, busier cities. Sure. And it's just, the vibe is just chill. Like you just turn the dial down a couple of notches and I don't know, I feel like you can breathe a bit deeper and, mm-hmm. you know, there's sort of that lifestyle of people get up a bit earlier. Most people, I should say, I don't, get up earlier and sort of use the sunlight of the day. And we go out at night, but not maybe quite as late. Right. There are other people who still do the nightclubby stuff, but it's more of a day lifestyle. Mm. A lot more like, you know, love our cafes and things like that, but I just find you tend to meet people more for a beach walk or something like that. It's far less congested than a lot of other places, and it just people are want, you know, when you've got this, like you said, 300 days of sunshine, you want to make the most of it. So, you know, yeah, we work, but we sort of work a little bit hard and play a lot harder.
Sure. And do the odd 13 million odd visitors that the Gold Coast receives annually, do they get in the way at all?
No. It's a pretty big place. Yeah. They're pretty concentrated. Like I said, a lot of people end up in surfers. They've got like Main Beach, Surfers, Broad Beach, Burley. They're probably... Yeah.
I mean, with 57 kilometres of beaches, you have a lot of space to spread out.
Are you on the Destination Gold Coast website, Darius, by chance?
No. I've memorised all of these.
Shout out to Destination Gold Coast. Please sponsor us. Queensland Tourism. Where else but Queensland? That's the thing, though. We have 57 kilometres of beaches. Yeah. And the funny thing is I find, like, I often actually drive over around near SeaWorld and there's this area called the Spit. And yep. So it's this long stretch of beach and the Spit is a break where the boats come out from the canals and the marina, they go out to the ocean. And, yeah, you can just walk for kilometres and there's hardly anyone there. And then you go a bit further down to, like, Main Beach and Surfers and you've just got clusters of hundreds and or thousand people.
Yeah.
And they are going near the flags, which is great. Like, if you are swimming in Australia, please do swim near the flags. But if you're just going to come sit on the sand.
The flags put up by the largest professional lifeguard service in Australia.
That is them. Shout out to our wonderful lifeguards, our lifesavers. They're awesome. They keep our beaches safe. But, yeah, they like to swim between the flags, please. But, like, if you're just walking or just want to go sit on the beach, there's so much space. I just can't believe there's such clusters of people.
Yeah,
it's
amazing view, like just going anywhere along that huge coastline and looking left or right, and it's just never ending or seemingly never ending sand and water. Very beautiful spot.
Well, when we took you back to the airport, Coolangatta Airport, I wanted to take you to specifically, we ducked in it so that we could drive along the coastal road and we went to the little pub at Kira.
Yeah.
Kira Beach, because actually it's a surf club. And so surf clubs, like, actually, you know, sometimes surf clubs, in other places maybe don't have a great rep for food and things. Mm-hmm. But the surf clubs here have good food. Like it's not like five-star or anything, but it's really tasty. Good meals, good value. And the thing is they all have prime real estate. Mm. They're often the only properties on that side of the road. So you're like literally on the waterfront in these surf clubs. So we went there and had a beer and had some food, and you just got this breathtaking view back up towards surfers. Yeah. It was, I think it was lovely.
It is very lovely. You're a fantastic shuttle service with a view.
And a beer.
Yeah, so there's our first top travel tip for the Gold Coast. Go have lunch.
Kira Beach Surf Club.
Kira Beach Surf Club. Any surf club. Hmm.
And when was your first trip, Darius? You've been to the Gold Coast. It's a rite of passage, isn't it, for an Australian? It's a lot of people's first family holiday, they remember.
Well, I remember seeing ads on TV for the three big theme parks, like all the time, Movie World, Wet n Wild, Dream World. So probably a significant amount of nagging got me there the first time. I must have been, it was probably like 25 years ago, if not more. Don't remember much. There's a few photos.
Big Tweety Bird and.
Yeah. And then also I think another time, you know, a few years later when I was a little bit older and could go on more of the rides. And we also have friends in northern New South Wales. So I've, which is not that much further to the Gold Coast from there. So I've flown in there a couple of times as well and done that drive down and, visiting Australia's zoo a few times.
Up on the Sunshine Coast?
Yeah. Oh, that's not the Gold Coast anymore. Okay.
No.
Not topic of conversation.
Well, a lot of people come in from it's so funny though, like, and I'm so sorry to some of our listeners, but a lot of people, I had cousins coming from overseas for a little bit and they were like, I want to go here, I want to go there and I want to go to Brisbane.
Yeah.
And a friend as well coming, like, and it happened like a couple times in 6 months. I was like, cool, happy to take you to Brisbane, but why do you want to go to Brisbane? Mm. And they were like, they couldn't answer me. And I said, like, there's an airport there. It's like you probably have to fly out of.
Yeah.
Brisbane, no offence, love you guys. It's an hour away. It's only about 50 minutes up. So it's the next biggest city. It's the biggest city of Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not like a lot to do there. They have food and they have bars. They have their footy. They have cricket that they love there. There's a river, which is often brown. But I just, like, the thing, the biggest, for me, the highlight of Brisbane is that it's the gateway to the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast. So come into Brisbane and then get to the coast. that's my tip. But, if you were coming internationally, Brisbane is our nearest. The Gold Coast is an international airport too, but not for, like, major flights. So, sure. Yeah, it's I go up to Brisbane, I got mates up there and things like that, but it's just in terms of like tourists, if you're here more for the landscapes and for the activities, then you're going to find a lot more on the Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast. And yes, Australia Zoo, which is Steve Irwin's zoo, the famous crikey Steve Irwin, that's up on the Sunshine Coast, and people do get them very confused.
Exhibit A.
Sunshine Coast is north of Brisbane. Right. Gold Coast is south of Brisbane. Gold Coast is the one with the big towers, the famous iconic view of all the towers along the beach.
Oh, you mean the largest residential tower in the southern hemisphere?
That's Q1, yes.
That is Q1.
Yeah, I've been to the top of that. I've had breakfast at the top. I've had lunch at the top. And that's a good tip. I saved that actually for my friend Christy, who you met. Sometimes I like going out and doing touristy stuff so that I know what to do and I get to explore. And then there's other times where I save things, because then when I get a visitor comes, I can do it for the first time.
Yeah.
So I saved Q1 for her, and it was August, and it was beautiful, absolutely stunning blue sky day, and we had lunch up there and just epic, epic views. Yeah, because it's 81 floors.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very high. So it's a pretty sort of, yeah, funny cross that you have this, yeah, epic towers on the beach.
Also think that the famous meter maids are also a great Gold Coast invention.
Never seen them.
Really? I've seen them.
No. Have you?
When? I have. One of the times I was at the Gold Coast.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah, meter maids are like girls in bikini who top up your parking meters.
Because there are a lot of parking meters. I don't know how it works now, though, because they're all, like, digital. I guess they would type in your license plate and put more money on it.
I don't know if they still do their thing.
Yeah, they were a popular thing on the Gold Coast, but that's the other thing that people think about the Gold Coast. They think it's all fake boobs and fake tans and fake hair and muscles and...
Yep. My boobs and muscles are real.
When I first moved here, my friends were like, please don't get Botox and please don't get fake boobs. And I was like, I don't know why my location would immediately change my views on that. But anyway, so just dear listeners, I don't have that just yet.
So another great thing, I mean, this is kind of goes for almost all of Queensland and northern New South Wales, that the coast is very beautiful, but also just like a short drive in the other direction, inland inwards, is also very nice. And technically it's probably not the Gold Coast anymore, is it?
Yeah, it's the hinterland.
The hinterland.
So we've got the hinterland. So when you're on a clear day from kind of where I live, you see, you know, you've got the coast on one side and then you've got these beautiful, you know, sort of mountain range, I put in inverted commas because anyone from Europe, America, anywhere that's not Australia would be like, that's not a mountain, it's a hill. We don't have very tall mountains here, but yeah, no, it's this beautiful mountain range, and I took you up to Tambourine Mountain.
Sure know how to treat a guy.
And we actually went on a bushwalk and we saw a wallaby.
We went cheese tasting and beer tasting and souvenir shopping.
My favourite activity. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful up there and the sun sets, and you get this view, amazing view from like the Eagle Heights Hotel. If you want to get a good view over towards the coast, you go to the Eagle Heights Hotel. And if you want a really good view into the hinterland, you'd go over to Witches Falls.
Right.
There's a few different lookouts over that way. And then right there's like this German Bavarian restaurant, which I went to the other day. I'd been wanting to go for ages. I was like, I want to go. And it was around this time where things are a bit shut down, so it wasn't easy to get in. And so we said, all right, well, we'll just have a drink and you know, just a snack. And so they had some pretzel, the big pretzels, famous to Germany. And I had a good giggle because they were terrible.
Oh, no, I was just about to ask how the hinterland, Gold Coast hinterland pretzels hold up. No?
Nicht gut. No, they were very soft, too soft. Mm. They should have a nice crust on a pretzel and be soft and like almost chewy like bread inside.
Mm.
And the salts wasn't enough salts.
Oh, I'm a salt scraper offerer when it comes
to pretzels. You?
I am. I think it's salty enough like just with the rest. And if you eat the salted butter, I think it elevates it to a whole another level. Oof.
Yes. Thick, very thickly butter. Anyway, it was just very, very disappointing. So I just laughed. I was like, oh, I don't know why I expected better. But anyway, and then they had this plane inside, which was it was the symbols on it were a bit too close for the colors and the symbols. And it was apparently some famous plane.
A plane?
Yeah, the decoration. I have to send it to you.
Sounds tasteful. Anywho,
we digress. probably not my top choice up there.
Okay.
But Tambourine, the gallery walk at Tambourine's lovely. Shout out to Angela's Pantry.
Angela's
gorgeous. She's from Scotland.
Scotland. And I always love
going in. Yeah, she's got little yummy little things and little kitcheny things.
I believe we went there.
Yeah, I tend to go there and get my chili pickled onions.
Ooh.
For those who were in the market. But yeah, it's super pretty up there. Very lovely day trip. And Matt and I recently stayed up there overnight and it was a completely different experience. It was really nice. Very nice in the winter because it doesn't get very cold here, like I said. So it was that whole mountainy, cozy experience.
Yeah.
Just nice to have some time up there.
I bet. And so what, any other top tips that we've forgotten or that I've forgotten?
From the time you were here, what else did we do?
We went for a scuba dive, which had quite a lot of current. not the best conditions.
We did go in the Spit at the Spit. You can have good conditions, but it wasn't great that day. Got a bit nauseous on that one. But yeah, I'm actually going whale watching this Sunday.
Wow.
I've done that before. I did that a couple of years ago. They've had a cracker season. So the whales are currently on their way up, up north, and they'll be having their bebes up there.
So you're talking about the humpback whales who go to Nelson Bay, I believe?
Harvey Bay. Yeah. That's right. They would pass Nelson Bay on the central coast.
That's fabulous. Okay. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. But so if you were in like the central coast, like near where your mum is, like Newcastle, Nelson Bay, Port Macquarie, you'd see them going up. And then Gold Coast gets really great views. They actually have this thing called Humpbacks and High Rises. And it's a group of community group where they ask people who live in high rises to track the whale spottings so that they can kind of keep an eye on numbers. And that's pretty cool. So people are so high up that they say, oh yes, I saw this many whales coming today, and get a bit of data. And that's then good. They come back down. So you get about four months of them kind of going up and back. So, yes, I hope. I just got my friend who I'm going with, her cousin went last week, and they had so many. I'll send them to you today. They're like most amazing. They were so close, these whales, and they were super playful. So I'm really hoping that I get to see.
I'm sure they'll be very happy to see you.
I'll whale whisper to them. Whoa.
Welcome to the Lovely Travels podcast.
For anyone who's seen Finding Nemo.
or hasn't quite understood that we are a little bit mental.
But I want to tell you a story about my first trip to the Gold Coast. So as with many Australians, one of the first family holidays that I can really remember was to the Gold Coast when I was 6. Mm-hmm. My brother was 8 and my sister was 3. And we actually caught the bus up because my dad was up here for a conference. So my poor mother, bless you, Sarah, caught the bus all the way from Sydney, which is, it's a 10-hour drive, but I guess on a bus it would have taken a bit longer.
Yeah.
So we arrived here. It was an overnight bus. So we arrived here early in the morning, went to the hotel, checked in, and then dad was going to come over later.
Yeah.
And so we said, oh, mum, can we go and play? There was a pool and there was park sort of area within the hotel. She said, yeah, all right, go down and play. And
after 15 hours on the bus, she was probably like, yes, go now.
Get out. So my brother and I, don't go swimming, but go play. So my brother and I were playing in this park. It had all sand, so metal play equipment and sand. And so we decided to play a game of chasings, and um, the groundskeeper had been sweeping up. Right. And he'd been sweeping up all the sand. And he built a nice little pile at the bottom of the slippery dip. And my brother, I was in charge of the chasing. He was in charge of the running. Went down the slippery dip, tripped on the pile of sand, and landed with his head first onto a pole. They were these like monkey bar type things. Oh, that were just basically poles sticking out. Yeah. So about a 2-centimeter metal bar went into his head. And yeah,
he's never been the same.
And I don't, yeah, look, he's all right. Look, I don't even know if he has that much of a scar. I probably like, he's like, look at my scar. You have to like really squint. But I don't really remember. I think I've probably trauma booked it out a bit. But apparently I ran up and I'm like, Mom, James bleeding, a lot of blood. Mom's like, he's like, go get Mom. Oh, he was like, go get Mom. I was like, why? And he took his hand away. It just bled. I don't remember. He's told me. So this is first day on the Gold Coast. So we go to the hospital. He had to get stitches in his head. I remember they were very nice to us. I don't remember any of that. They were just being nice to us. Mum fainted because he had a needle put in his head. we rocked back up. Oh, no, Dad rocked up at the hotel. It was like, oh, where's my family? Like, oh, yes, they're at the hospital. You'll need to go meet them there. So, yeah, my brother came out with his big bandaged up head.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, a week on the Gold Coast, and he wasn't allowed to go swimming. Oh. So me and my dad like going down the slippery dip in the pool and having a good old time. Couldn't get his head wet. So he could go in the water, but like couldn't go fully in.
Underwater, but yeah.
He's all right. So anyway, just be careful on the parks. I'm pretty sure they would have removed that play equipment after there was blood everywhere.
After the incident.
Yeah. Careful, don't cut your head open when you're on a holiday where you want to go swimming. There you go.
Good advice. Top travel tip. Don't cut your head if you want to go swimming.
I had a great time. I remember Cavill Avenue very – Cavill Avenue is the main sort of street in – it's like a plaza in Surfers Paradise. And they've got a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum. And I always walk past, have a giggle because I remember going there. And they've got a time zone, which is where you have all these like games, like you play all arcade games.
Yeah, like an arcade, yeah.
I remember they had all these beautiful kites. I remember loving the kites, which they still have the kite festival sometimes. They have a something called Sea and Sand Festival or something, and they do sand sculptures and then they have kites. It's really beautiful. But and I remember getting, as it's like a girl's rite of passage, I had like one of those, you know, they do like the thread in your hair.
What is that
like
called?
Like a braid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get like cornrows and stuff?
Oh, no, they just like wrap cotton around like a bit of your hair. There's like one dreadlock.
And then it goes stinky and you have to cut it off.
Yeah. So, yeah, got one of those, got a henna tattoo, did all the holiday things. So now for girls now, the thing is they get this fake coloured hair.
No,
fake coloured hair braided into their hair so they can have like mermaid hair. Oh, I mean, I just have mermaid hair. I have very fond memories of that trip. You know, sorry for my brother. He had a great time too. Like we went to Movie World, we went to SeaWorld. I had a great time. We didn't go to Wet n Wild for obvious reasons on that trip.
I don't think I went to Wet n Wild, but I feel like it wasn't open. Is it like closed in the winter?
What, when you came?
Used to be? No. Well, like, I don't know. I distinctly remember not going to Wet n Wild for some reason.
Yeah, so the three parks that are Village Roadshow are SeaWorld, Wet n Wild and Movie World.
Right.
And then they now also have Paradise Country, which is like an animal park. And then Dreamworld is separate and always has been separate.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't go to Dreamworld when I was a kid. I didn't go there till I was 14. So yeah, I came back when I was 14. We had another holiday. That time I got injured. I went swimming and there was, and you have to be careful when you come up here, blue bottles, heaps of blue bottles, which are a type of jellyfish.
Also known as the Portuguese man of war.
Oh, okay. I just call them little buggers. But they, yeah, they're called not jellyfish, sea jellies. Otherwise, I get in trouble for my husband. Yeah, and I had one get on my back and kind of tentacly me and sting me. And, yeah, I had to – we walked back to the hotel, and by the time I got back to the hotel, my dad was, like, carrying me because, like, it's like a poison and it, yeah. it attacks your muscles.
Yeah, it hurts.
And so – it just, I was just like debilitated and I was like lying upstairs, like, like just like, I'm going to die. And then eventually I had a hot shower and then about an hour later I felt better.
And didn't pee on it? Away. Doesn't peeing on it help?
Nah, it's a myth. It's like pretty much nothing you can do. Like they used to say vinegar and they said something else and something else. Just like, just kind of water, like fresh water, and they really can't do much for you.
Mm. I always thought that, so like, just avoid them or something.
Yeah, no, yeah. Peeing's a myth, so don't get someone to pee on you, guys. It's yuck.
Unless you're into that, in which case, go ahead.
You do you, guys.
That's right.
You do you.
That's right.
What else do I love here?
What else can kill you on the Gold Coast?
Oh, plenty of things.
Do you have, you don't get box jellyfish. It's too far south, right?
No, too far south. But we do get the Irukandji.
Isn't that the box jellyfish?
No, it's a tiny little one. It's about the size of your pinky. So we're really not promoting the Gold Coast very well here, are we? Stay out of the water.
I think people listen to this because they know they get the truth, the unfiltered, raw truth.
Irukandji. I'm going to get Matthew. About size of your pinky nail. And they are very, very, very potent. So because of the changing, like, you know, climate, they don't usually come this far south. They're usually up in the warmer climates, but they had been found down further. And box jellyfish, I think, were recently, like, seen at, like, Fraser Coast, which is, like, off Fraser Island. It's about 4 hours north of here, and that's far further south than they would usually have been. So that's unfortunate. So some of the, sea life have moved, they're moving further south because it's, the temperatures are rising.
Mm.
Yeah. But okay. Look, other places, big fan of a lovely little cafe at Main Beach called Hot Shot. Give them a shout out. Just super lovely people, great food. Main Beach is a cool little location.
We went there, didn't we? We had breakfast there?
Maybe.
Do they do a good Eggs Benedict? Because I remember eating good Eggs Benedict.
There's a few good places to do Eggs Benedict.
Top breakfast tip, Eggs Benedict.
That's just general life.
Yeah.
Another good place people love going and I like going is Paddock Bakery. That's very good. One of the top 10. One of our favorites is Cardamom Pod, which is we like the Brickworks one. There's a couple of them, but Cardamom Pod is like a vegetarian, vegan restaurant, sort of like Indian inspired, but healthy food. Very nice.
Modern Indian cuisine.
Yeah, they do a good dosa there.
A good dosa.
And then another
what?
Place I really like dosa. The type of food. And then the other place I would recommend is Bam Bam Bakehouse, which is at Mermaid Beach.
Okay.
They do a very yummy pastries. So I'm doing quite a few breakfasty places there.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you were saying that, you know, the day starts earlier at the Gold Coast. So, you know, it makes sense that there's a lot of good breakfast places, I think.
Yeah. Dinner places. We like going to Tedder. We like going down to Tedder. There's some really good Italian places. I think we don't have dinner out as much. Oh, I love Miami Marquetta. Massive shout out to them. It's actually where we were going to have our wedding party. We'll be having it next year.
And you're all invited.
All invited. We'll live stream it. They have this awesome big like warehousey type thing. They do live concerts, like music, and they do food trucks. So
what was the name of that?
It's all lined up in there. Miami Marquetta.
Marquetta.
It's open Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And they have a gin bar, and they're just opening soon a champagne bar. And they have just started another bar. And then they have like little, some little shoppy markets in there too. It's just a super cool venue.
Mm.
Chill out. That's in Miami. Yeah, we have a Miami here too. So
that's right. Isn't there another one, another suburb that sounds? I don't know. We'll cut this bit. Else? Doesn't matter.
So yeah, no. Look, I love living on the Gold Coast. We are very content here. We see it being our base for a long time. So I am originally from Sydney. Have lived in Melbourne. Love them, but for the stage of life that we're at, it's really suits us. Like I said, it's a lifestyle thing, and people really prioritize lifestyle.
Yeah, I can totally see myself living on the Gold Coast. Maybe after I lived in the Netherlands.
Okay, good. See you here.
All right. We'll go to breakfast somewhere.
Yeah, we'll have some brunch. So, yeah, but if you've got some tips or for me, for the Gold Coast, because sometimes I'm a bit of a terrible tourist. My in-laws just came up and they stayed in Springbrook for the night.
Mm-hmm.
We had been to Springbrook Waterfalls for a walk, Matthew and I, but they went and stayed there and like were telling me all about it. And I was like, they're like, it's only 40 minutes away. And I said, I do know that. I have been. but yes, I do need to explore more. So any tips for me or comments, send them over. You can email us at info@lovelytravels.com. Where else can they interact with us, Darius?
Oh, you mean like on Instagram at Lovely Travels? Yes. And our amazing Facebook group filled with amazingly, ridiculously good-looking individuals is the Lovely Travels Facebook group. I think if you just type in Lovely Travels in Facebook, you'll probably find us. And where else? Oh, and on the website. The website, lovelytravels.com.
Yes, always with a double L, guys, LOVELLY.
Yeah. And the website has a little bit more about Emma and also some more information on each of the podcast episodes and stuff. Did I summarize that okay?
You did. So next week will be a mystery because we've got to figure it out. So we've been playing jumblings with our episodes. So please join us next week for more travel adventure and just all around good chat.
Yeah, and thanks for your feedback, particularly the vote on that put the facts second. Just know that I'm here for you, fact lovers, and we will continue to make this partially about facts as long as I'm involved.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
done. How good was my story about my brother?
Yeah, it was a good one.
He cracked his head.
You should have told it like that.